AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says 150 years after the Civil War and days after the racially motivated killings of nine people in Charleston's Emmanuel AME Church, it's time for the Confederate battle flag to be taken down from in front of the state capitol.
My hope is that by removing a symbol that divides us, we can move forward as a state in harmony, and we can honor the nine blessed souls who are now in heaven.
President Obama will be in Charleston for the funeral for the pastor killed in last week's shooting. Mark Smith with details.
The White House says the president will deliver the eulogy at services Friday for the Reverend Clementa Pinckney, a political activist and early Obama supporter, and in so doing, pay tribute to all those who perished at Emmanuel AME Church.
They opened their doors to strangers who might enter a church in search of healing.
In the stunned aftermath of last week's shooting at the historic black church, Obama called it tragic, but since then has also said he draws hope from how Americans of all races and faiths have come together in solidarity with the congregation. Mark Smith at the White House.
Search teams are checking a rural area some 20 miles from the New York State Prison in Dannemora for two inmates who escaped more than 2 weeks ago. State Police Major Charles Guest says they found evidence linking David Sweat and or Richard Matt to a cabin.
We have recovered specific items from that cabin. We have forwarded them to the appropriate laboratories and reached conclusive determination, but we are not prepared to release that evidence at this time, so we do not jeopardize the continuity of the investigation.
The pair of convicted murderers escaped some 17 days ago. A dire new warning from the Obama administration when it comes to climate change. The White House says poor air quality could cause 57,000 deaths by the end of the century and another 12,000 heat-related deaths in U.S. cities. This is AP Radio News. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he has very advanced and very aggressive stage 3 or perhaps stage 4 B-cell non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
They want to immediately start chemotherapy treatment, and they want to go as aggressively as possible. So, as I understand it, they try to give you as much as you can possibly take without killing you. They want to kill the cancer and keep you alive.
Hogan, who took office in January, says he feels fine and will remain in office. He adds that his doctors told him he has a good chance of beating the disease, joking higher than his underdog chances were of winning last fall's election. Former Illinois Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr., home from the Baltimore halfway house where he had been living since his release from an Alabama federal prison back in March. Jackson telling reporters when he arrived at his Washington home.
Great day to be home, a great day to be with my family, with my friends.
The son of civil rights leader Jesse Jackson was accused of spending $750,000 in campaign money on personal expenses. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.